It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com, the home of PEDcasts. We talk all things kid here with portable, practical pediatric information. Straight talk about kids. So today, we're going to explore something you are undoubtedly hearing a lot about, which is probiotics. Can they really help you and your children be healthier, you ask? Well, I'm going to help you answer that question. So sit back, crank up the MP3 player, and enjoy today's informative PEDcast. Now, you would have to be in a coma for the past 5 years not to notice that people who manufacture and sell probiotics are making a lot of claims that taking these little germs, these little probiotic germs, which are large amounts of bacteria and yeast, will benefit our health. Like they did after the discovery of penicillin. The thinking was, let's try it on everything. It's got to be good for you. Is there any science behind all the talk, you ask? You know, proof of effectiveness, or is this all hype? Well, to answer that, let's take a little spin down science lane for more understanding. The 20th century was an era when medical research focused on how microbes caused disease. Germs were seen as our enemy, pure and simple. The concept of bacteria being good for our health, well, that was heresy. It turns out that having a robust amount of the right microbes, especially in our gut, is vital to your children's good health. The process of getting these microbes starts right at birth when we get our mother's germs during the birth process and all through life as we consume cultured food like yogurt and even dirt. So how do germs help our health, you ask? Well, in many ways. Germs are on the front line of toxins we consume, and so they sort of run defense for us there. They seem to get to the toxins before we do, and they inactivate them. They also stimulate our own immune system to react to threats by stimulating our immune cells to divide and by stimulating the production of a surface antibody in our nose and gut and throat called IgA, immunoglobulin A. These microbes also crowd out the bad, mean, nasty bacteria that try and set up shop in our bodies, both on the inside and the outside. They literally crowd out the nasty germs, chasing them away. Our bodies encounter the germ world on our skin and inside at the wall of our gut. Healthy bacteria in these locations seem to be very protective in these locations, preventing the leaky gut syndrome and maybe even eczema, that cracked, rough, itchy skin condition that bothers so many babies. Well, based on my reading and understanding of the newest information, I think probiotics may help in the following situations. The treatment of infant colic, that age-old, screaming little baby, a month old. Probiotics seem to help many of these kids. In prevention of antibiotic-associated diarrhea caused by a germ called C. diff. More on that in another post. They seem to help people who have irritable bowel. They seem to shorten common diarrheal illness in children. They seem to be possibly good at preventing allergic disease, especially if mom takes them in the last trimester of pregnancy. They seem to reduce common viral illness in children attending daycare. Ooh, that's a big one. And newest information is that in the treatment of Crohn's disease, they seem to be very helpful at tamping down this autoimmune disease called Crohn's disease. It's a chronic inflammatory bowel disease. Well, I'm an inquisitive person, so I recently decided to put probiotics to the test. I live, my professional life is essentially life in a daycare center, working with sick children all day. I touch, especially in the wintertime, I touch sick kids constantly. And since my level of exposure is so high to common viruses, I thought my sickness might be a good indicator of whether probiotics provide benefit in prevention of illness. That was my thinking. You know, pediatrics is a very seasonal business. Kids get sick a lot in the wintertime, not much in the summertime. They get hurt in the summertime. Well, so typically, summers are good for my health, but I get my first respiratory illness around October, and I'm usually not well again until May or June, like so many little kids who go to daycare. Remember, I have 32 years of experience in pediatrics. I'm pretty sure of this pattern. Believe me, sinus infections, bronchitis, sore throat are my usual companions for the winter. This is despite getting a yearly flu shot and meticulously disinfecting my hands at least 50 times a day. So back to my experiment. I decided to take a probiotic to see if it would help, like my integrative pediatrician colleagues suggest so frequently. My wife takes them, and she thinks they help her stomach. And I must say, this year I have been thrilled with the results to date. Very few viral illnesses, almost no diarrhea, only minor respiratory illnesses, and I get well in between. It's not that chronic thing. It's March, and I am whole. Yahoo! Coincidence, you say? Placebo effect, you say? Well, possibly, but I don't think so. I literally touch another sick child every 15 minutes. My body is bombarded with pathogenic viruses daily, and so far my defenses are working well, fighting off what, until this year, had been inevitable illness for me. If anyone should be sick at this time of year, it should be me, and I am not. Something is bolstering my immune responses, and I think it's those little capsules with that little bacteria and those little yeasts they call probiotics that I take every morning. Well, those little probiotic capsules, they remind me of that old Doxmo pearl, prevention beats treatment every time. So try probiotics with your little ones and see if it doesn't keep them spry and active like recent research would suggest, especially if they go to daycare. I certainly hope it does. Well, thank you for joining me today. I welcome your comments at my blog, www.docsmo.com. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, your PEDcast host, hoping this PEDcast helps you come to terms with those little germs experts call probiotics. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the docsmo.com website. This docsmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.